Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Sabres deep in their own end with 90 seconds left on the clock. Up 2-1. Nice touch pass. Malenstein, he's got some company coming. Oh, what a move! Malenstein scores! Are you kidding me? Malenstein, fine as wine right there, and the Sabres are up 3-1.
Dan Dunleavy, Rob Ray on the call. I mean, kind of. Do you know how wild it is to silence Rob Ray?
That was a really good goal by Malenstein.
Yes, Beck, Pavel Datsyuk, Malenstein, many are saying. That's the type of play that it is. Like, to get Rob to not talk is an incredible play in and of itself.
Leave a man stunned.
Yeah, to leave him stunned is just
really good.
Really explains how ridiculous Malenstein's goal was there. Sabres winning 4-1 against Carolina. They're 9-9-4. And, guys, big news here. They are not in last place in the Atlantic Division or the Eastern Conference anymore. It belongs to the Toronto Maple Leafs. You love to see it.
I did wonder about Toronto this year. We kind of went back and forth a little bit about them. They lost Mitch Marner, and I was like, I mean, they could be.
They should be fine, right?
Well, that was where I was at. I'm like, are they, though? Like, they lost a 100-point scorer. Like, that's going to be a hit, and it's not even, I would say, like, their worst problem. Like, their worst problem is, like, the years of not really having a ton of depth, being very top-heavy for them, not having great goaltending.
And you lose one player, but it's still top-heavy.
And it's a house of cards there. So they're last. The Rangers are behind the Sabres as well. Games played, they've
points percentage, yep.
And the Sabres, nice winning streak here. They also won on Friday, emphatically, 9-3 against Chicago. Good for them. And they're starting to get healthier, going a little bit of a run here. The East refuses to let anyone else die. They're not leaving anyone behind, and that's really respectful of them.
They're not leaving anyone behind.
That is really respectful of them. They're leaving no one behind.
There is a start date, though, for what this team's season is going to be. December 3rd. They start a 6-game road trip on December 3rd. That is where it's going to get the most interesting for them, and it is probably going to dictate a lot of what the season will unfold like. Why? The Sabres are not, just like the Bills this year, the Sabres are abhorrent on the road.
Yeah, they're bad. They're bad on the road.
1-5-2. But, again, you have an opportunity here. Why? Because they also do a really good job with the Pacific Northwest trip and the California trip in recent years. Now you have a chance to redefine your season. At home, though, total vibe. 8-4-2. Yeah. Fun to watch.
I was even about to say, too, I mean, they kind of just completely flipped the vibes from the road trip. They went 3-4 and yet, at home on this homestand.
And yet their two most infuriating losses this year were at home to teams lower than them in the standings.
Yeah.
With St. Louis and Calgary.
Calgary.
It's one of the things where you look at it and you go, you shrug your shoulders, throw your hands up in the air, and you try to figure it out from there. But, hey, Paul Hamilton and I have talked about this at length with you or with Joe. And every time, Paul says, the Sabres put themselves in a bad situation where they have to vault every team.
Yep.
Hey, it starts with one.
It starts with one. What's funny, though, is they are technically only 3 points out of a playoff spot. Now, with that being said, Philly's only played 20 games, and so they've got a number of games in hand with everybody, but they're at 25 points. The Sabres are at 23.
Two.
So, I mean, it's not a ridiculous thought that they're still alive. it's nice that we're at Thanksgiving and they're still there. And to be fair, the game on Wednesday, Thanksgiving Eve, should be a really good time. It's not in Buffalo. It's at Pittsburgh. But then the game on Black Friday, 4 o'clock, home against New Jersey. You know, get some
nice little matinee day for everyone. Yeah, and
get them rolling here a little bit here.
Roll yourself in after you had leftovers from Thanksgiving. You know.
There we go. Real quick, I do want to rectify something I said last segment. I said the Bills were 0-3 in their last run here of coaching elevations. And I do mean
right.
that just to
internal promotions.
And
yes.
I do mean that to coordinator positions. I don't mean like a guy went from offensive, you know, offensive assistant to quarterback coach. No.
Right.
The big ones. They're 0-4. Matthew Smiley counts on this as well. The special teams coordinator. He was assistant special teams coordinator from 17 to 21, then elevated to the full-time coordinator from 22, obviously, to 24. So realistically, they're 0-4 on this.
Yeah. And thanks for that reminder.
And don't get me wrong. And I maybe should have said this last segment, and I'll say it here. You can absolutely blame McDermott on this. He's the coach. He has to okay a lot of these.
Right.
And it's been a tough go. And that's where I'm at, too. I think a lot of the time McDermott defers to the offensive coordinator and the offensive staff because he's the defensive guy. I think that has caused him issues, and he's gotten frustrated. But I think he defers to the offensive guy, and I think that has maybe bitten him more than we all would like to admit, in that when Dable leaves, they are still trying to replace Dable ultimately.
Now – to go outside the organization, for example, I'm not saying go outside of the organization just to get anybody.
No, if you bring in
Mike McCoy, Pat Shurmur, or something like that, I'm going to go ahead and slam my face
Frank
with Reich. A 2x4.
Mike McCarthy. Are we talking now or no?
Hang on. Well, I don't even know if I would count them in this conversation, really, because their negative connotations come from them being head coaches.
That's right, yeah.
So there could be some difference there with a little less on your plate. Maybe you go back to thriving. But, like, coaches that have stunk as OCs, like a Shurmur or a McCoy, for example, or Shane Waldron.
Oh, boy.
Zach, if they hire any of those three players in particular, buy a 2x4 and crush me in the face with it like in Tommy Boy.
Man, the Shane Waldron thing. So I did read American Kings, that's Seth Wickersham's quarterback book, and we all knew in the offseason there was a big part on Caleb Williams and all that stuff, but like, the Shane Waldron stuff is so funny. It's very quick, but it's essentially like, I mean, we heard from a Bears reporter, Zach
right.
Pearson, who talked about this, and that's exactly how the book painted it too, which was like by like training camp of Caleb Williams' first year, pretty much everyone sort of knew Waldron really didn't have it, and that Williams and his father were very nervous about Waldron. Now, Caleb ultimately comes around to like,
listen up, football fans, you won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Like, no, I'm going to turn Chicago around. To be fair, they're 8-3. He hasn't played awesome this year, but it's also the first year of Ben Johnson's offense. He's playing well enough. I'm excited now for Williams' career and what's going on there. But where Caleb turned around and was like, no, I'm going to go. His dad was like always on the fence, and in part it was the Waldron stuff of like neither of them bought him as the OC for Chicago at all.
They were ultimately proven right.
And they were proven super right. And it's a great read. Jumps around a little bit too much for me with like the different quarterbacks. But ultimately, very nice read. American Kings by Seth Wickersham.
I don't mind that idea, though, of like jumping around, though, because it is the same season. Meanwhile.
Oh, no, it's not. It's we're going decades. We're going to different quarterbacks and all that stuff.
Oh, okay.
You're going to get a history lesson whether you want to or not. And to be fair, I'm a history junkie, so I did like it. 803-0550, the number to call. Let's go back to the phones. Rob is up next. Rob, how are we doing?
Hi, Derek. Hi, Zach. Hi, Joe. And hi, Owen. I heard you talking about turkey, and I'm glad you shift gears because, you know, Derek, you know, I said enough on Saturday with Sport Talk Saturday, and, you know, that was my opinion, and I'm glad we're talking about food here. To get on the conversation of no turkey – or, you know, yes, turkey. I mean, for me, when I saw the turkey from Christmas Vacation open up like a Venus flytrap,
yep,
that ruined it for me. I was like, yeah, that's not me. I'm not a turkey person. But at the same time, if you load me up with some mashed potatoes and some good stuffing and cranberry sauce, that's awesome. But I am a ham person because of the fact that after there's leftover ham, you can make ground ham sandwiches, mm-hmm. and that's the best. So, I mean, I'm with you guys with the no turkey thing. I just give me a little bit, but if I do have turkey on my plate, it's got to be a lot of gravy.
Don't turkey. put me in that no turkey spot there, Rob. At two brute, come on. Also, that was Mr. Cali and Mr. Cali alone. I do not put me in there.
I will tell you though,
I'm the turkey stan, and Owen and Zach probably have the most correct opinion of it's just execution.
If it's made right, it works.
It's execution.
And I will tell you, though, one thing that always works for me, though, on Thanksgiving, I think a lot of people are like this, too. It's the Thanksgiving leftovers. It's the little sliders you can make with all the accoutrements. So good.
Turkey Sandos, too.
No, I will tell you, and this is very much just my family, the thing I look forward to most on Thanksgiving is my uncle's stuffed shells.
Ooh.
We're an Italian household, so like it's going to be the pasta, it's going to be the sauce, don't get me wrong, but like the stuffed shells, I'm like, okay. Bring that on. That's where I'm at. That's where I live.
Hey, that sometimes it's also about how you do it. Execution is always the most important thing.
I'm not going to get a lot of leftovers though this year. I am going on vacation pretty soon after Thanksgiving wraps up. And so we're not going to, I mean, we're doing a Thanksgiving meal, don't get me wrong.
Oh, no, I don't get much leftovers. I'm going to Disney World.
Yeah, but like it's going to suck till Tuesday.
Oh, man.
It's going to be awful till Tuesday.
Oh.
And so like usually we get like a tray of stuffed shells. But usually we get a tray of stuffed shells and it would last me like a week and it was the best. And now I'm like, oh, I guess I'm not going to get that this year. I'll live. I'll be fine.
I'm only going to be like Venmoing you money to get me a lightsaber from Disney. And like, but poor me, I don't get it. I don't get extra leftovers because I'm going to Disney.
Thank you. I knew you'd understand. Thank you.
I don't understand at all, as a matter of fact. I'm kind of mad.
803-0550, the number to call. Talking Bills today. Sabres there a little bit as well. As you know, they're on a bit of a good run here as of late. They really turned around that road trip from hell. And the homestand was very, very good. Carolina win, by the way, yesterday 4-1. You could argue, too, a lot of this is just everyone was hurt. And mainly key guys were hurt.
You lost
and now Zucker's
four of your
back.
Top six.
Yeah, Zucker's back. Benson's back. Of course, Dahlin's back as well.
Dahlin's been hooking since he got back.
And this is where my frustration is with the Sabres. They do look like a different team. That is like objectively true. And I went back and forth with Paul on this of just asking him like every two or three games, like, okay, is this different though? Like through 10 games, the record for the most part looked the same as like the last 10 years, but they did look different. And it was just frustrating that for much of the early parts of the year, it was just insane. I mean, some of them were still going through. Yuri Kulik with blood clots. He's still not on the ice yet.
He's still going to be going through that.
You know, Norris makes it through a little over two and a half periods.
It was almost the whole game.
And then all of a sudden he's got an oblique injury and he's gone. It's poof. He's never actually here. He's not real.
We don't know what it was. It was coined an upper body injury that wasn't connected to previous injuries, so I don't think it was oblique.
Oh, so, okay. Yeah, right.
So, but again, I don't know what happened there. It could have been shoulder. It could have been hand. It could have been oblique. Mm-hmm. Like it could have been core. I don't know what it was, but we're never going to know.
But regardless, he doesn't even get through the first game.
He doesn't even get through the first game. But I think the real difference that you see from this team is when Zach Benson's in the lineup.
Yeah.
And
He's very good.
It's more of he brings the workmanlike attitude, but also the skill to frustrate you along with it. And I remember that Florida game. Owen and I are in the press box, and I immediately say, this is what it means to be hard to play against. Players like Benson and Doan. Not just having your guys like, for example, a Geertsen, who was in that game.
Waived, by the way.
We're finally free for now.
For now, yeah.
But
don't push that yet.
Yeah, I'm not going to go ahead and count my chickens there. But you have to have the skill to make it also work. Like a player like Danforth, he's going to be like he's a solid fourth liner type. But I will say, you need the skill to be hard to play against. In addition to a little bit of the grit and sandpaper, and Zach Benson brings all 5'9" of them into it and says, "Let's go." That's the type of attitude you need. I think Benson's actually, I think, like 5'10", 5'11"-ish. But
yeah.
Either way.
I still stand by it if he was 6 foot, he'd be the second overall pick in that draft.
But again, it's still he's a shorter guy. He's a smaller guy. But he's going to be difficult to play against because he's bothering you on the boards. He's causing a turnover. And then you have players with a little bit of a higher IQ, like a Zucker, sniffing it out.
Mm-hmm.
The player that I've become most interested in when anytime Benson's back in the lineup, though, and even times that he hasn't been, Jack Quinn. Quinn has a consistency issue, but I do really seem to enjoy that he has more confidence in his legs again.
Mm-hmm.
He has gotten through the injuries that he piled up over the last couple of years, and there's a confidence in his skating now that was not there last year. And that's heartwarming to see, but also depth-wise, that's important.
That's very important.
Dahlin, by the way, since he's been back, on fire, lights out. But I think now is the time to start the unofficial Matias Samuelsson for Norris campaign.
Yeah, he's had a very good year, which is stunning based off the last two.
He's been incredible.
803-0550, the number to call. Sabres Live coming up at 12 o'clock, I believe. Or no, is it One Bills Live today? It might be One Bills Live today because it's Monday.
We're going to need to find that out, and we'll let you know coming back from the other side of the break here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.